Morning, everyone. SG Daily, number 22, and it is Thursday, March 21st. A little later than I like to go live than normal, but I had a meeting and then a phone call. So, you know, sometimes you just don't want to get up too early to record the SG Daily. Anyways, busy week. Today's Thursday already. This week's flying by. I wonder if there's like any studies done on those. The phenomenon of weeks going by quicker than others. Because if you listen to the dailies last week, then you'll know that the week went by very slowly. This week seems to be flying by, and I don't really know why, because both weeks have been busy in fairly similar ways. I feel physically and mentally in similar places. But for some reason, last week went by slow and this week went by fast. I don't know. If anyone has any insight on that, I'd be very interested to hear about it. This week, we've been talking a lot about client communication. And I think that it's heavily linked to something else on my mind today, which is just focus, right? So, and you can think about focus in a few ways. You can think about short-term focus, which is, okay, I have task A to do. And I need to focus on it so I can get it done quickly. Or you can think of focus on a more macro level, which is then, well, what am I focusing on from a business standpoint, right? What things am I working on day to day? Am I focusing more on certain areas of my business? So sales, marketing, accounting, fulfilling client orders, customer support, et cetera, et cetera. And that all kind of ties into client communication and focus because of what you're spending your time doing. And what I really think about a lot is the fact that I don't think there's anything in the world that you can be doing that can compare to the options and the choices that have to be made as an entrepreneur, because you can be doing anything at any one given point in time, right? So give an example. I wake up today. Let's just say I wake up today. I go through my morning routine. I open the laptop at 9 a.m. sharp. I get my SG Daily recorded, posted online. I open my laptop. It's 9 a.m. There are a million things you could do. Doesn't matter what your business is. Let's say you're just a solopreneur. You sell widgets or you offer a service widget. I don't, is there a term for widgets that are services? Because for products, you know, you produce widgets, right? And a widget can be anything. I wonder if you can apply that to services. Anyways, a lot of questions coming out today in today's episode. But you could do a million things. So when I say about focus, you can focus on different areas of your business, right? You could focus on marketing. You could focus on sales. You could focus on customer success. You could focus on catching up on your bookkeeping, accounting. Fulfilling client orders, networking, anything. Now you pick one of those and within them you could do a million different things. So let's say you are focusing on sales today or for the morning or for the next 2 hours. You could do cold outreach, you could do warm outreach, you could do free traffic, you could do paid traffic, you could do it online, you could go knock on doors, you can go call people, you can send cold emails. It's endless, right? And I think that's part of the appeal is that you're not going into an office 9 to 5 and doing what boss tells you to do. So there's the added kind of excitement and unpredictability of what you're going to do each day. But the longer that I'm in business, I realize that entrepreneurs, CEOs, like, these are brilliant people for more ways than one. And I think one of the most important thoughts or one of the most important strengths, I could say, is how do you spend your day, right? I'll go back to the cliche, we're all given the same amount of hours and minutes every day, right? Let's say everyone sleeps between 6 to 8 hours. Okay, so now you have between 16 and 18 hours of the day when you're awake. Then you got to eat, you got to go to the bathroom, whatever. You cut off a few extra hours for that stuff. Let's just say we're all given the same 12 hours. And let's just say we all like to have some semblance of a life, so you want at least 2 to 3 hours at night to relax or whatever. how do you fill the rest when there are unlimited options of what to do, right? And there is no answer because every person and every business is different on any given day. So I think where I'm getting at here in this long-winded thought process is that focus and time management and prioritizing might be one of the most important parts of being especially a solopreneur. I'm sure an entrepreneur too, maybe even more so because you have to manage other people too, which is, you know, crazy in and of itself. But if you're a solopreneur, how do you use each hours of the day to maximize potential output, right? Because especially when you're starting, if your sales are zero, you have no idea which actions will produce the most output or, let's say, revenue, because you don't have any revenue. So, you know, the first few months are just one big test. And how do you gauge what to stick with, what to focus on, et cetera, et cetera? I'm starting to get tired just of all these things, just because of how much I'm talking about all this stuff that there is to do. So I'm going to cut it to a close here at the 6 minute mark. I'm probably going to deep dive into this a little bit more tomorrow on Friday because it's really been top of mind. You know, how do you spend your day? I have certain things I do. I keep a running checklist. I'm reordering and prioritizing things, short-term tasks, long-term tasks. And you just realize how important that is once you work for yourself for an extended period of time. So anyways, if you have any thoughts, leave them below. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening to the podcast, love to hear your insight either on Instagram or shoot me an email, josh@solopreneurgrind.com. Make sure to subscribe to whatever it is you're listening to this to on YouTube or podcast. And yeah, I want to hear your thoughts. Keep tuning in. Just a lot of these things are top of mind right now, and it's always good to share them with other people. Anyways, have a good Thursday. I will see you tomorrow.